Drawing a Line in the Riverbed on this moment of Indiana history. The Ohio River forms the border between Indiana and Kentucky, determining exactly where to draw the imaginary dividing line in the soil of the riverbed, however, has been a matter of great controversy and millions of dollars. The Ohio River used to form the southern boundary of the holdings of Virginia, the Old Northwest, when Virginia ceded that land and divided its jurisdiction between the Northwest Territory and Kentucky. The deed was silent over the particulars of the boundary. Soon enough, a dispute arose over a jut of land off the Indiana shore near Evansville. At low water mark, this land formed a peninsula, resembling an island, however, when the river was swollen. Although Kentucky staked its claim to the land on the premise that its boundary extended to the opposite shore at high water mark, an 1820 decision in the U.S. Supreme Court favored Indiana in ruling that the low water mark must determine a state's boundary. Nonetheless, Kentucky subsequently claimed the river as its own and received millions of dollars in revenue from fishing and boating licenses. In January of 1980, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the boundary should be the low water mark on the Ohio and Indiana shores, as it was when Kentucky became a state in 1792. The U.S. Geological Survey was brought in to help establish the historical low water mark, effectively ending a 200-year-old border dispute. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU Public Radio in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the Indiana University Department of History.